Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Bishop Will T. Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life, power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teachings opportunity, please visit www.cccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15, must study, showing thyself approved unto Jehovah, a workman, needing not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. All of those who have joined us streaming on the internet, to our English speakers and also to our Spanish speakers, thank you all for joining us today. And if you get an opportunity to visit us in person, you would make us also happy to see you and greet you and know you in a very personal way. Thank you. For all those here today, as you know, we've had a long, had a lot of activities today. So what I'm going to do today, I'm just going to introduce you to the subjects, and we'll finish them at a later time. We have been talking about spiritual guidance. And as you all know, I do not speak one Sunday on one message and the next Sunday on another. I preach in series. And I build on those series every Sunday. I have been very impressed upon by the Spirit in regards to the time that we live in. And I think we live in a time that the Bible has told us about. And so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to read to you about three scriptures, and then I'm just simply going to open up to you what is happening or what has happened to people who don't remember God, don't remember Yahweh. You know, many people come and get saved, and they pledge their allegiance to Yahweh through Yeshua. And then later on, they forget. And that's because of what I'm going to read to you now. And if you would, we will turn to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. And so we're just going to stop there and just sort of explain to you what this scripture is trying to say. So Shaul would say, and Shaul is the person you call Paul, but his name, actually his Hebrew name was Shaul. And they actually called him Saul up until a certain point in the book of Acts. And then all of a sudden, this name, Paul, appeared. He said, he said, the Spirit has spoken expressly And that word is retos in the Greek. And it simply means specifically, in definite terms, the Holy Spirit spoke. And what the Holy Spirit said, and I will paraphrase a little bit here, that in the last times, some shall depart from the faith. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I hope it's not me. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, soon he deceived, soon with and or die to know. Other words, they will become familiar with spirits. And doctrines of the Hebrew would say Shaddad. Diablo simply means the enemy, the one who's against us. Shaddad means the violent one. So these spirits are spirits that seduce us. How many of you have ever been seduced? Wow. It starts out very undercover, very slowly. Before you know it, something got a hold of you. Not only won't it let go, you won't let go of it. And they have the doctrine or teaching of devils. Now we're going to move to Ephesians. Because remember, all I'm doing is setting the tone right now for what we will talk about in the coming weeks. Ephesians 4:17. This I say therefore and testify in Yeshua. See, it says Lord, but that's Yeshua. That you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles. Of your minds, having the understanding doctrine, being alienated from the life of Yahweh through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart in past feelings, having given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all on with greediness. But you have not Mashiach. And so he said that we ought not as other Gentiles walk or live. We have been redeemed. We have been changed. We have been given a new life, the life of God. And he says our activities or actions should not be the same as the unsaved who live in their mind. Whatever they think, whatever they feel, is what it is. Amen. So we have two warnings here. One says, in the last days, men shall give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The next one says, but you, beloved, you have not so learned Christ. You are not to walk as other Gentiles walk. And you say, well, why are you saying this, Apostle? Because the church is being seduced. Very slowly, the church is beginning to think that the world has something to offer them. And very slowly, we are being drawn in to the evils of the world. But he says, you haven't learned that in Yeshua. You ought not to walk like they walk. Now, knowing all of this, because most people are not going, well, I don't see no difference. See, young people can't see how bad things have gotten. People of my age, you know, we can see. But listen, Yeshua said in the book of Luke, Dr. Luke 17. You got it? 17:26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall so in the days of the Son of Man. They did, talking about the days of Noah, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into flood came and destroyed them all. So Yeshua said, he knew the church was going to be seduced. And he knew the church was going to miss the signs of the end time. And he said it would be just like it was in the day of Noah. They were doing their thing. They were living their lives. They were doing what they wanted to do. And not recognizing that the end was upon them. Noah had been preaching that the flood was going to come. And he had preached this 120 years. And yet, right up to the day that the floods came, they were living their lives. My brothers and sisters, we are in that category right now. We think tomorrow we'll get right. Tomorrow we will be different. Tomorrow we'll make a change. Because you know this thing comes slowly. You know this thing does. But I'm here to tell you today that there might not be a tomorrow. You don't want to hear that, do you? You know, there used to be a time in the old church where we were waiting for the coming. We rejoiced that Yeshua would come and we'd be snatched away. We sang songs about the coming. Now, people don't want to talk about it. They don't want it to come. They're having such a good time, they think. So Yeshua said, likewise, also, now I want you to listen to this. Now remember, let me read the 27th verse again. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now watch this. Likewise, also as it was in the day of Lot, they did eat, drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. When believers, Yahweh in his word, when believers turn from the truth of the word, and the church began to decay, something happens in the church and in the world. As Adam was the regulator of his world, so are the church the regulator of this world. Without the church, this world would immediately come into judgment. The only thing that's holding judgment back is us. And when we decay, everything begins to fall apart. And certain things inevitably begin to happen. Don't get mad at me today as I reveal some of the things that happens, because I'm only doing it from Scripture. Now turn with me in Romans 1. Did you get there? Okay, I'm going to step from the roster now. 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Thankful. See, when you are not thankful for what Yahweh has done for you, you cease to glorify him as God.
That's right. Hey.
So this is talking about a time past. But it would not be in Scripture if it wasn't a recipe for what could happen in times to come. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. They step in God's house with eyes of adultery and fornication. Help me, somebody. They sat in God's house thinking about things of the world and didn't realize that they ought to be up on their feet thanking him for for what he has done for them. From sinking sand, he lifted me. With tender hand, he lifted me. From the miry clay, he lifted me. I thank him. I praise him. I give him glory. Because I recognize that he is the creator of all. He's the one that gave his son Yeshua to die on the cross for me. And I thank him. I thank him. I can't thank him enough for what he has done for me. But when they knew him, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I know him. All right, you're in that category now. You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imagination. Their thoughts was on void things, things of no value. They began to think about what they wanted. Think about how they want to do things. And their foolish hearts were darkened. Skotinos is be the Greek word. Skata means to cover. Now listen to this. A covering came upon their eyes, as it was in the day of Moshe, when their eyes became covered and they could not see to the end of the Torah. And so shall we say, even unto this day, when the Torah is read, still over their eyes. They did not cover their eyes. But when you don't glorify Yahweh as God, when you are not thankful for what he has done for you, a covering began to descend upon your eyes. It's not talking about your natural eye, the eyes of your understanding. You become dark in your understanding. You can't understand things that you ought to understand. You can't begin to penetrate into the depths of things that you ought to be penetrating in. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. I want you to think about this as what is happening in your time. They profess to be wise, but they became fools. They talked about how you don't need a God. They talked about transcendental meditation. They talked about pantheism, God within. And what they said seemed to be wise, but they became fools. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. Now you would say, well, they're talking about idols. Well, they are talking about idols to a degree. But when people begin to serve things, gold, silver, money becomes their God. And in this world, the God of gold and money is everything. They don't care whether you starve to death. All they want is their money, even if they have billions. They worship money. And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, Yahweh also gave them over to uncleanness. Akathasia in the Greek. The first implication of akathasia is spirit. They gave themselves over to unclean spirits. Through the lust of their own heart, the unclean spirits that they gave themselves over to was the spirit of lust and desire. You can't sell a pencil today without a half-naked woman. Am I right or wrong? They're selling popcorn. You have to have a woman half-naked. Or you have to have a man with tight pants on, with his shirt off. And you don't know which way he goes. Through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. See, when the church, when people leave God, certain things begin to happen. See, you don't have to say, I'm giving myself over to an unclean spirit. Just leave God. And automatically, the unclean spirit will enter in and this desire, this out of control lust, because it is a spirit, begin to work in this society. It's all about desire. It's all about sex. It's all about whatever.
Whatever. I like
that. But it causes people to begin to indulge in things for sexual gratification. You all grown, aren't you? Then I can talk like you're grown. You're not children. You know what I'm talking about. The spirit of lust grabs you. And before you know, you're doing things you thought you never would do. To dishonor their own body between themselves, who change the truth of God into a lie. They say we're Christian. They say, I don't care what you say. I'm a believer. And Yahweh's word said, be thou holy. For I am holy. Somebody might say, well, Apostle, are you holy? Yeah. I don't mean I don't have some unholy thoughts. Amen. But I don't act upon it. See, that's the difference. See, the devil will fool you. He'll say, because you thought it, you're already guilty. No, you're only guilty when you act upon it. You can be 100 years old and you still think that. Amen. I thought as a young man, I said, boy, when I get to be 65, 70, I won't be worried about that kind of stuff anymore. Well, I was wrong. Amen. You don't get too old for sin to grab you. Amen. From 8 to 108. Who changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. They serve the creature, the creation that Yahweh had created. They begin to serve that more than the Creator. Isn't that bizarre? The Creator is to be served, but they began to serve that was created. But it says, but the Creator is blessed forever. If you don't do it, if you don't act upon His word, if you don't serve Him, it ain't going to make no difference whether He's blessed or not. He's blessed forever. He's blessed because He's God. He's blessed forever. Amen. You might not believe in the Bible. You might not believe in salvation. You might have been to churches that everybody did everything and you fell out with God because of what people did. But it doesn't make any difference. God is blessed forever. Amen. 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 Somebody ought to shout, He's blessed.
He's blessed.
He's blessed.
He's blessed.
Forever.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's blessed. His blessing, Him being blessed, not dependent upon whether or not you sanction it. He's blessed because He's blessed. And He's not blessed just today. He's not blessed just tomorrow. He's blessed forever. Amen. Amen. For this cause, what? For what they had done, God gave them up to vile affection. Vile, what? Affections or appetites. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Even their women. Begin to change. The natural use. See, there are some things by nature has to be what is done. But they change that. And into that which is against nature. It's unnatural. It was unnatural for women to be involved intimately with women is unnatural. There's nothing that they have that would make them be able to facilitate the unfacilitatable. And likewise, their men, likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of women. Leaving the natural use of women. Now look, don't go nowhere and say Apostle Washington was talking that stuff. I'm reading it from Shaul, who wrote Romans. Huh? And this is a prophetic scripture that when certain things begin to happen, people forget about God. They begin to forget about the truth of God and go into their own imagination, their own void minds. These things begin to happen. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. Burn in their own lusts, one toward another. Oh my God. If you don't know when the end time is, you better start reading scripture. When you see a time when many, many men leave the natural use of women and begin to burn in their lusts, man toward man. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense, that comes back. The recompense of their error, which is meet a die in the Greek, which was due, which was fitting. So because of what they did, they received something back. And it was the wages for what they had done. Not good wages, bad wages. And it's the way of the scripture saying, everything pays a wage, good or bad. So the idea here is, in spiritual guidance, you need to become more spiritual that you'll be able to detect when we are in the last days. Amen. And surely we are in the last days. There are those in the church, the right-wing conservative church, who are going ballistic over Noah, the movie of Noah. How it's not in scripture. But they fail to realize their action do more to hurt the faith than a movie could ever do. I know a movie is a movie. And I know everything in a movie is embellished. But what we do as believers is a thing that counts. when we have hatred, when we have racism, when we have all of these things, state worship, I'm glad to be an American. But I don't worship America. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? I don't go and put America ahead of God. State worshipers who are in government worshiping the state or the government and trying to institute certain government that they say is of God, and no government is of God. None. Not America. Not Liberia. Not Ghana. Not France. Not England. Not Germany. No government is of God. God has set up his own government in the earth, and that government is called the church. The church. Thank God I'm in the what? The church. Yahweh's government. I understand that I'm not the darling of the world, church world. And I don't want to be. I just want to tell the truth. I want us to all make it in. I want us to all get the glory. And that's the only way we're going to do it is by serving Yahweh in Yeshua. Now, if I had more time, I would have went into what is the, what is it that we should do? And it's attitude. What is your attitude toward your salvation? Bow your head. You know, you might be here today, you're not saved. You don't know Yeshua, but you know